95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All right, what is this? What is it that outside? Just haze, smog? It looks like 1973 Los Angeles.
I don't love it.
At least up here in the valley. I don't know what's on the other side.
In the valley, it's very hazy.
Yeah,
I don't think it's even fog. I think it's just black.
Yeah.
I think that's the official term.
We agree. We hate this kind of day.
Don't love it.
Yeah. I'll take a clear day over this. And I hate clear days. Yeah, I hate this look.
What do you think about Fridays? How are you?
Happy about it.
That's a thumbs up?
Sort of happy.
Yeah.
Kind of in the mood for one of those.
Really?
I mean, man, we've already been back 3 days.
Right?
We can't keep doing this kind of work. We'll die.
How much do they expect us to work?
Right?
Man,
so better
man.
Get a weekend in there.
The man's got to get his neck off our foot off our neck.
Yeah, him. That.
Son of a bitch. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes, please.
Between 5 and 7
mm-hmm.
on Fridays.
Dude, party, man. You know, it's been a long time since we've taken your requests and just thrown whatever the hell comes up.
It is our all request fest.
Yes.
So we will play all requests between 5 and 7.
That's going to rule.
And that is always fun.
Yep.
As long as your requests are cool.
Yeah, man. Make it cool.
Step up.
Yeah.
No.
Have a good song in mind.
Do your part.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
The last concert that you went to, if it wasn't this year.
Oh, yeah, before the whole COVID shutdown.
Yes.
I'm amazed how many people have played it safe
have
this
not
whole time.
Been yeah. to any show.
Yeah, I was asking on social media, and it's just tons of answers. Like, amazing array of shows.
Yeah, I would guess most people
have not gone out.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yeah, apparently so.
Rejected license plates, which
nice.
I love.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, the specific license plates that people get, the personalized ones?
No, yeah, and they're like, oh, we know what you're trying to say there.
Right.
Something about the cops.
Although you can get some of them through occasionally.
Yep.
Those but are the best. I have a list of rejected license plates. And I don't know if you saw, but Adele bought Sylvester Stallone's home for, what was it, $58 million?
Oh, right.
What?
How does he feel about that, and why is he moving? Did you see that place, too?
I didn't.
Wow.
Well, I would guess. It's
$58
million. Like, I don't even know what would make a house worth that.
Adrian! I don't know. It's beautiful.
It's crazy.
And now it's Adele's, huh? She's going to be in there singing sad songs.
Correct, yes.
Slowly.
Yes. How many times is Sylvester Stallone going to go to the wrong house? Sorry, Adele.
Sorry, Adele.
My bad.
I heard the music you were playing. It was like a swan song. So.
That is... and
Siren.
Birds hate tennis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I found that out, yeah. I'll share with you in a minute.
Okay.
On 95.5 KLOA.
You did it better.
If you're not...
No, I did it better than Bob. You got to admit... Pretty amazing. My voice is...
That's what I was going to say.
Angelic. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Angelic was the word I was looking for. Absolutely. I don't know if you know, but birds hate tennis. Did you know that?
I did not know this fact.
There is a tennis pro named Riley Opeka, or Elpeka, who apparently was in a match in Melbourne.
Okay.
And it was one of the, you know, big sanctioned events.
Sure.
I don't know
yeah,
tennis,
yeah, I don't know
for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But a bird unloaded...
Oh, no.
...on his hat.
Was it a visor or?
It
like
was a hat.
Well, okay. So it probably didn't hit his head at least.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when they're playing tennis, they'll have those visor things on.
Yes, I don't think it was the head.
Okay,
but
well,
they really spent a lot of time focusing on the hat.
Sure.
The close up
of course.
The bird crap.
How could you not? Especially in Australia, they would have been laughing their heads off.
And then there became a huge problem, and we'll play you some of the audio from this, but the guy then goes to the judge, the official, and says, a bird.
Yeah,
just
come on, this threw me off, man.
No, and so now he's like, well, I need another hat.
Yeah, oh, right, sure, fair
and
enough.
And then all hell breaks loose. It's bizarre, like all the different reasons they have for not being able to wear this hat and that hat.
What?
And the dude's got super long hair and a giant head that rivals mine. And so other people are trying to find him a hat. It's craziness. But it begins with a bird pooping on him.
A bird relieved itself on the hat of Riley Opelka. Apparently that's good luck. And there's the evidence. He's looking for a spare.
No. In my locker.
Okay, so now he's looking in his bag for a spare hat.
Sure.
He's got another one.
Right.
But it's in his locker inside.
Okay.
Is he allowed to go get it? No. No, because they're tennis.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see that.
Because how would you...
He's going to go in and take a snort is what they're... I mean, some... You know what I mean?
I guess
I can see that. You can't leave the court. I guess that's
fair
enough.
All right, so he doesn't want to wear the hat.
Okay,
and
sure.
And can't leave the court.
Right.
Says your coach to give you one. The one he has on his head.
Okay. All right, so now he's saying your coach is sitting right there. He's wearing a hat. Just take his hat.
Exactly.
And put it on.
Okay.
Mate, I'm not wearing another brand. Like, there's shit on it, dude.
Oh, come on.
He's not wearing another brand. He's not going to wear another brand because...
Yeah, he signed deals.
Endorsements.
Sure.
Yes. That's what I thought, too. At first, I was like, oh, you snooty. Oh.
Oh, that makes
sense. Sure, of course. You're sponsored. You're an athlete that's sponsored.
Right.
Of course that makes sense.
Right.
I don't really want to play with
I mean, listen, why wouldn't you?
That's a valid concern. I really don't want to play with S
on my head. Yeah.
That's valid.
Totally.
Just touch this one.
Well, there's a lot of chaos going on.
Okay, now listen to this. Now, listen to the crowd, and their reaction is because one of the little kids, a ball boy, came up, and he says, here, do you want to try my hat?
It's bright.
It's a nice little moment.
It is.
No. Again, mate, they're
okay. So
this is intriguing.
All right, so this is intriguing.
Yeah.
Back up to that part.
Okay.
So the hat doesn't fit because it's a kid.
Ah!
And this guy's head is the size of my head.
Right.
So of course
I have
it's a massive
melon. I could never find.
I wouldn't even try on a kid's hat.
No, you're right.
It's absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be even worse than the bird.
The audience is now like all tuned into what's happening. This has really became interesting. I was nodding off during the tennis.
Like you do.
And then a bird brought me to life. This is great.
This is intriguing. And then the match official is out onto the court.
Okay, now.
Oh, man.
Now they're bringing people out. Like, what do we do? Rules officials.
So the lesson of the day is always have two caps in your kit bag just in case a bird relieves itself.
Just in case a bird relieves itself. That's a solid message.
Yeah, we should do that here. You know, just in case a bird relieves themselves in the studio,
right?
We should have a pair of headphones.
If you take anything away from today's show, it's always have two hats. 95.5 Gale West, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And I have a list here of license plates that are personalized that were rejected.
Oh.
Rejected personalized license plates.
Wow. Now, you've never had a license of one of those, have you?
I'm not that person.
Yeah, me either, actually. And I figured it's just easier to remember you as a result. So if you have like a plate that you're like, oh, dumbass 69, you know, then you're going to remember that
guy. He was the guy that was there at the crime.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Right. I just think it's going to.
This is a list of.
Nope, you can't have that.
Plates that were denied and the reason why.
Okay.
For example, oh, baby, already issued. One mama already issued. Five hole. I'm surprised. It's a hockey term, but I'm surprised they didn't misunderstand that.
Well, I did not take it that way, but I was
already issued.
Can't count so many.
It's a five hole.
Okay.
Smarty already issued. Okay.
Yeah,
whatever. Sure.
Yeah. Who would Smarty anyway? I mean, no offense if you have that plate.
Right. Agreed. I'm going to spell some of these so I don't get in trouble. MDGET. Because disability.
Right. Okay.
HANDI. Because disability.
Okay.
Are we sure that doesn't fall into the sexual thing?
Yeah, that's where I was dinging.
Same. the list for drug references is long.
Ah, okay.
People are really trying to get the drug references.
Onto the license plate.
Oh, Henny is one of them.
Okay.
Addy Dad. Nope. Right? Blazin. Nope.
Yeah, come on, Blazin.
Nope.
I love that. Why?
Bourbon.
You can be me going fast.
Nope. Cannot do that. CBD for you.
That's nice. That's, you know, thoughtful.
Drug reference.
It's legal now. Come on.
Dead pipe. Nope. Drug reference. Did you know that?
Dead pipe? Well, I've had them plenty of times.
No, but...
My pipe's dead, man.
For example, hot box.
Well, that can be so many things.
Right.
But I guess they're all questionable as to going through the DMV. They'd be like, come on, you don't want to talk about that. Whether you're smoking or you're doing a...
I guess.
What is the oven? Dutch oven sort of thing to somebody? Or whatever.
Jaeger? No. Not going to do that. Kegs. Not going to do that because of drugs. Moonshine?
Really? Moonshine?
Come on.
Yeah. Give him moonshine.
M-O-L-L-I-E. Molly. Not putting it in there. That's been rejected. Martini. Rejected. Mary Jane. Rejected. Drug reference.
Come on. That's my name. My actual legal name, by the way, is Mary Jane.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Mile High.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Drug reference.
No. It's a city. It's Denver.
Right. Exactly.
How dare you?
Painkiller? Nope.
Uh-huh.
Pipe guy.
Well, that could be a few.
They put a drug reference. I would have thought it would be sex reference.
Yeah.
But they put drug reference and they said no. Too dope. Not
too
doing
dope.
It.
Come
nope,
on.
Can't do it.
Oh, poor Snoop.
Trippin'.
Trippin'.
Turned up. drug references.
Wow, they can't really use. Reject a lot.
They really do.
You know, my favorite ones are you people who sneak them past. Like you,
I do love that.
Yeah, because they have a double meaning or whatever, and they didn't catch it.
Although I get angry when I'm driving in Southern California on the 405 and I see one, and I can't understand it right away.
Yeah, and you take a long time.
So you take a second to figure it out.
You got plenty of time.
And it's never worth it.
No, I know, right?
Never.
I have actually kind of stopped. And if I don't get it in the first, like, 0.88
seconds. You're putting my car on the back of your car? F you.
My BMW.
Public welfare, there were a bunch that were turned down, and these are scary. Anthrax armed bomber. And then you get into the sexual references.
Yay!
And a lot of these were not accepted.
DMV is a no way, man. I don't get any. You don't get any.
For Dookie, nope. I'm just going to spell this one for JZZ. This is somebody who likes Jay-Z.
Yeah, man.
6'9"? Nope. Ballsy? Rejected? Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Okay. How dare they?
Banging kids? Rejected?
Excuse me?
Yep.
Oh, man, I have a few questions on that one, but I'll let it go.
BGNGKDS. Banging kids, right?
Oh, God.
Big Booty 1? Nope.
Yeah, woo!
Nope.
That's what's his face's car?
Big D-Boy.
That's my car.
That's just advertising. I don't know why that's wrong.
Trying to help you.
They would not let bum in there?
Ah! Come on, Sexual is this reference? From England?
Cabron, they would not let in there. Doggin, they would not let in there. Dong one? Nope. Doubled? Surprising, because that could be a lot of things.
Sure. It could be like a In-N-Out reference,
sure.
If you will.
Yeah. Well, they said no.
Well.
DILF, of course. MILF, of course. Horology?
I studied that.
I love that somebody tried that one.
Yeah. I love that they're so ballsy.
They fill out the paperwork and whatever it takes to get horology.
And probably spend, what, $20 or something, even to just, I don't know how much it is.
Djibouti?
Djibouti!
Nope.
Djibouti.
Master B.
Truth in advertising?
And this is one I don't understand at all because I want it, and I'm just going to spell it for you. It's J-I-Z-L. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sylvester Stallone just sold his Beverly Hills home to Adele.
Yeah, have you seen this place?
I have.
Holy cow.
I would like to finish that headline.
Yes, please.
Adele just bought it for a steal.
Okay.
A steal.
She got a hell of a deal on Sylvester Stallone's in house.
$58 million. That's a steal.
Well, what's it valued at then?
Well, he first put it up for $110 million.
Oh. Everything's slashed in half.
He purchased the land a long time ago and built the house from the ground up, okay. So it's sort of impossible to tell. It spans over 18,500 square feet.
Oh, it's tiny then.
It has 8 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms.
Oh, that's not enough.
You need more
12
than
12 bathrooms.
Do you
think he goes around to every bathroom and tries it like every day?
Maybe he destroys one and just moves on. Just has some guy go behind him.
I obliterated number 3. You better go take care of that one.
Has a screening room, a gym, a cigar room, a custom bar, an art studio, a putting green. All of this stuff that Adele is now going to have.
Yeah, what is she going to do with it? Sit quietly and sadly and strum her guitar.
That I don't know. Slide refers to it as the home that Rocky built.
Sure, man.
So let's check in with him on the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Sylvester Stallone joins us. Hey, Sylvester.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you as well. Yeah. Congrats on selling your house.
Yes, at half price.
Yeah, finally unloaded that place. Can you believe it? I mean, it was unbelievable. First of all, she got a great deal in this house, okay? I mean, this house is amazing.
Right.
It was worth, you know, like over $100 million, and she's getting it for like a song.
Right.
It's funny because she's Adele and she sings, you know?
Right, sure. But is that what you want?
She's making a great deal, in my opinion, but, you know, everything must go.
Yeah, why?
Because I stock them deep and sell them cheap, that's why.
You do that with homes?
Crazy lie. Every house must go.
Now, how does it work with something like this where you've lived since, I think, 1994? You must have a lot of crap in that house.
Yeah, that house means a lot to me, you know, because I built it from the ground up, myself, with my own hands.
Well, it was built from the ground up.
By me, because I built it.
Okay, all right.
No, I remember driving through Beverly Hills, seeing him out there, yeah, on his own. I remember those days well.
It was like a montage. I was like using a sledgehammer, and then I was like laying cement, and like putting bricks in.
Yep.
And it was like I had survivors singing behind me live while I did it.
That's the best.
I built the whole house myself, you know, but then you're right. Like, I lived there a long time. I raised my kids in there, and I had a lot of stuff, you know, I had to get rid of because I can't take everything with me to Florida because I plan on getting COVID soon.
Oh, you're going to the right place.
Yeah, he's moving to Palm. Where are you moving?
Springs? Or no?
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach. Right, right.
Florida.
Right.
Florida. Yeah. So you're moving to Florida and getting COVID as fast as possible.
Yeah, I'm like really eager to get it. So I figured I'd move to like, you know, Texas or Florida or someplace where things are going off, you know?
And I ask a weird question. Why exactly do you want COVID?
Well, because, you know, I beat like Clubber Lang, you know, beat Apollo.
Sure.
You know, I beat, you know, like, everybody who could say, call me a baby killer when I get back from Nam.
No, that was the Rambo thing.
The only thing I haven't really beaten, you know, is COVID.
So all right.
Like, I do a couple of rounds with COVID, see who's the real champ.
And then you might have the serum.
I'm old and it, like, it's a variant and stuff. Right. So I thought, you know, maybe I'd take on COVID and then, you know, get another belt.
Excuse me. Aren't you 75?
I am 75. That's what I'm saying. It's like the best comeback ever. It's going to be the greatest Rocky sequel ever. Rocky versus COVID. And then, like, I take on COVID Jr., like, you know, COVID son. And I see a lot of movies in my future.
Have you written the script for this one already, the first one?
Yeah, of course I have. You know, enter Rocky coughing. That's the first page.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor.
You put up a post on Twitter.
Yeah, I was asking, you know, I know a lot of people have decided to play it safe through this lovely pandemic and not go to any more shows, not see
when
another
concert.
You say
concert. Lovely.
Define
that.
I'm trying to flower it up, you know?
I see, gotcha.
It sucks.
All right. It does suck.
And I've been kind of surprised how much response I've gotten. Like, people haven't gone to other shows. I mean, I was expecting a bunch of rock shows. Last time I went to see a show was whatever, but Mr. Pizza answered my question and said, last show I went to before the shutdown was the Grand Ole Opry.
What?
Yeah, in Nashville. He says, I'm not a country fan, but it was terrific. That's kind of an interesting way to wrap up your concert performances. And I know, right? But you know, you get dragged to weird shows sometimes and stuff.
Yes.
I heard from Stephanie Stevens, who said Rolling Stones at the Rose Bowl Stadium was the last one in 2019 that she went to see, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah. And the last thing I saw myself was a Black Crowes thing that they did for KLOS at the Troubadour. And I mean, I had no idea.
How do you even see the band at a venue that big? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have binoculars? How do you see the band?
At the Troubadour?
At the
Troubadour. I know, right?
It's very, very
difficult. I was up in the nosebleed section. Miles way up there in the
balcony. You barely even hear the music from there. Ridiculous.
But who knew, you know, that was going to be... I mean, I'm playing it super safe because we have really old people around us. So I haven't gotten
by that, Sluggo means he's really old.
No, you,
oh,
I'm talking about you, yeah.
Oh, shoot. I thought you were, I was going to go the other way. So here's what we want. What was the last show you saw? If it's pre-COVID.
Right.
What was the last pre-COVID show you saw?
Yeah.
But it has to be from people who go to concerts sort of regularly.
Yeah,
so
like
you see 5, 6, 7 shows a year.
Right.
So it's a normal thing for you every other month to go to a show.
But you've decided since you're not going to be on amongst the unwashed masses, so you haven't gone to anything else.
Right.
Which is interrupting your usual flow of concert.
So you haven't seen your average, rolling average of 4, 5, or 6 a year since before COVID, what was the last show you saw?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. What was the very last show you saw?
And in another honor, the last one I saw, here are the Black Crowes.
Well, I see how that works. I would say more people than don't have stayed away from shows.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I was shocked when I asked this question on social media, how many people have not gone to any shows?
So what was the last show before COVID?
Yeah, the last show I went to before COVID was David Lee Roth with Kiss at Staples Center.
Oh, how was that?
Well, after the first song of Kiss, I left.
Really? You were just there for David Lee Roth?
Yeah, Kiss sucks. They're stupid.
Hey, we have Gene Simmons' phone number. We should call him and hook you guys up to have a chat.
Tell him
you say hi. And then David Lee Roth went and canceled all his goodbye shows, residency up in Vegas. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
The last concert you went to before COVID?
Hey, Chad Dog.
Yes, sir.
This is the COVID guy from yesterday.
COVID guy from yesterday. This is the guy that gets out of conflict by saying he was near someone who had COVID. Yeah.
How ironic, right?
Yep. So
the last concert I went to was Arcade Fire, and I actually had tickets to see Depeche Mode during the year of the lockdown, and I had to refund them.
Oh,
so that was a big bummer.
That sucks so much.
Yeah, there's so much of that. Yeah. It is insane. Thanks for calling, man. So COVID started 2020. You stopped going to shows just to be safe. What was the last one you saw? 818-955 Kalo.
Friday!
Damn it!
What's that?
I'm so happy.
It's Friday?
Yeah!
Yeah, you do love that. We're doing the All Request Fest coming up starting at 5 o'clock.
30 minutes. Anything you want to hear that's loud, we'll play it if we can find it.
Right now, the last concert that you went to before the world shut down?
It was Guns N' Roses down in Tijuana.
Oh, wow.
Tijuana?
Courtesy of KLOS.
Oh, nice.
I like that we're sending people to Mexico.
Well, you're one of the few that actually came back, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
And then you stopped going because of COVID just to lay low and stay safe?
Oh, if I had the chance, I would have went.
You would have, okay.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Listen, the guy went to a show in Tijuana,
yeah,
for God's
sakes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Are you calling us from Tijuana? Do you need help? KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Shows you saw before the world got shut down.
Show at downtown LA at the Novo, a band called High Lung.
Mm-hmm. What year?
That was January 9th of 2020.
Wow, isn't that crazy? How just all of a sudden, there's the edge.
That was right there.
It was
there.
Like within like a month, everything went to hell. Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Way to go, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Thanks for giving us COVID or whatever you did. KLOS, hello.
I finally went to a concert a couple months ago thanks to KLOS getting me tickets for Tesla and Leonard Skinner.
Nice.
So I finally went to one after all these years.
Doesn't it feel great? When you're finally there?
Yeah. Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is Eddie from up in Palmdale. How's it going?
Eddie.
Eddie, it's going well. What's the show that you went to before the world shut down?
Well, I guess I misunderstood. The most recent one that I went to before the world shut down again for Omicron was the Primus show where they did a dedication to Neil Peart. During the middle of their show at the Greek. That was pretty awesome.
Nice. I love Les. And you know what? I was thinking we definitely got to get some Neil and some Rush on during the 5 o'clock All Request Fest today for sure. What song would you want to hear, man?
I would probably want to hear the main song from 2112, that sort of instrumental
one. The Overture?
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Count it done. Color it done, man. We will. What's your name?
No, I'll be... Eddie.
Eddie, all right.
Eddie, he just said Eddie.
Yeah, he just said it. A little after 5, man. Be ready.
40 seconds ago.
We'll
after all, I'll be listening. All right, thanks very much.
Hey, what's your name?
All right, whatever your name is, thanks for calling, dude.
My name's Beetlejuice.
Okay. Beetlejuice. All right, before COVID, 818-955-KLOS, the last show you went to.
Passionate about music, love going to live shows. What was the last show that you went to before the world shut down?
It was a reggae concert in Hermosa Beach, and it was the Wailing Souls.
Oh, that's, man, that must have been a good air to breathe in.
How high were you?
quite.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And that's the first show I went back since COVID, too, was the Wailing Souls at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh.
They opened for Ziggy Marley.
Sweet. So you bookended them with the beginning and the end. So, well, not the end. Middle of COVID.
The middle. I wish it was
early days still. Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Armando from Highland.
Hi, Armando. Last show you saw before the world shut down.
Jimmy Buffett at the Pond in October of 2019.
Did you have a cheeseburger?
Actually, I did.
Nice. Of course. Thank you for calling.
It. You got it.
Yeah, totally, man. Hey, hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Last show were Dinosaur Jr. at the Fonda.
Wow, when?
That was back in January 2020.
Wow, that's amazing. So did you have plans to see a bunch of other shows that year in 2020?
No, I was supposed to go see Cheech and Chong in Ohio. Oh. Still postponed.
Yeah.
So I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
I'm holding my breath.
Yeah. You got to let out your breath at some point. That's the only way it works.
You got to inhale for sure.
Totally bad. But
always inhale.
Man.
Always inhale.
Thanks, man. Me. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm responding to that knucklehead that was watching, saw David Lee Roth. I went to the KISS show.
Right.
And they were great, man.
I was waiting for someone. Yeah. I'm like, man, same. What? When's Gene going
to
call?
It was surprising to hear that he left at the beginning after one KISS song.
KISS song, yeah.
And like, you're in an arena.
Yeah.
You're watching
one of the
show.
Biggest bands in rock history.
Maybe you don't love them. Don't you stick around for six
Watch
to eight
the
songs?
Show.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever, dude. Right on. So you were there, huh?
Yes, I was there. Roth was okay, but he had to have two other guitarists beside, you know, in place of Eddie, man.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know what? The light kept shedding down on his bald head, man.
Now we're taking swipes at David.
Wow, look at that.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Who can be slander?
Yeah, hey.
Slander line.
It's the slander line. Who do you want to slander?
Hey, man. So I saw Dirty Honey at the Troubadour with my last show.
Nice.
And I had a stack of tickets. I had a stack of canceled show. Eagles, Bad Religion, nice. Focus.
Oh, that sucks.
I also had a license plate rejected.
What was it?
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier.
6 Zen 9. And Zen, 6 and 9, like the symbol.
Right.
And it was for my 68 Skylark, and they said some people might find it loose.
Who cares?
Oh, ooh, the DMV.
Yeah.
And I was so upset. It was the mid-90s. I was learning how to do a web page. I actually built a web page. It might still be up, 6zen9.com, and all it is the letter they sent me. Is all that's on it, but it made me crazy.
It's worth the effort. Brilliant. I like it.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
You got extorted. You got extorted.
I think I did.
You got to pay the man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have a key card.
Yeah, to get into the building.
It gets you into the building. It gets you into the elevator, which won't come up to the correct floor without it.
And you tend to lose them. Now, I saw some sort of social post the other day that said something about working with a psychopath who never loses. That's because I'm so afraid of them. If I lose my card key, as you found out today, the price is high.
Listen, I was told that it was $10.
You know, no big deal.
And I was like, okay, I understand. I'm sure it doesn't cost the company $10, but all right, that's fine. I lost it. I'm the idiot, so I'll pay the $10. So then I got a text from our boss, Keith, saying $15.
It's because you waited like half an hour.
This is going up quickly. This escalated really quickly. Right? And then we went to the guy's office today, and he got me a new key card, and he said it was $20. I feel like it was only a matter of time before it just kept going higher and higher.
That escalated quickly.
Right?
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
That's what I'm saying.
It jumped up a notch.
Uh-huh. It did, didn't it?
It jumped up two notches. It's not cool.
I mean, it's a good thing you paid today. I think it would have been $35, $40 tomorrow.
But at least it won't work until next week. So I got that going for me. Let's do our old request fest, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that thing.
818-955-KLOS. The songs that will get your weekend started right.
And if we usually don't play it, that doesn't matter. If we can find it, we'll throw it on for you.
818-955-KLOS. Our old request fest is coming up at 5.
Cannot believe it was 2 years ago today. We got the horrible news about Neil Peart. It was on January 7th, 2020. He wisely opted out of the rest of the year. He just skated right away.
You miss a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And some guy named, was it Eddie? I think it was Eddie. Something like Eddie.
His name was Eddie.
Beetlejuice, mm-hmm. Was that it? He suggested this one to start things off from 2112. It is Over Tour. Now, what do you want to hear?
818-955-KLOS.
Let's do some party songs.
It's our old request fest. Anything you want us to play, if we have it, we'll play it.
For the next couple hours. Nice way to start off our little first all request fest of 2022 with a Neil Peart request from Rush. And Kevin, I see you have your mouth full of food, but you know what? Go ahead and answer the phone anyway.
KLOS, hello.
His mouth is full, but he's willing to talk to you.
There you go.
It's all.
Well, hey guys, happy new year.
Thank you.
First all request Friday of the year.
Yeah.
That's correct. What can we play for you?
Let's do some Dirty Honey, their new version of Prince's Let's Go Crazy.
I have to say, I really freaking like it.
I do too.
It's really good. Yeah. You got a deal. Who are you?
My name is Joe. I'm driving through the middle of Laurel Canyon.
Well, turn it up and annoy everybody, and it'll echo off the canyon walls.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
It is our old request fest on 95.5 KLOS. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi there. It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Careless Whisper.
Nope. KLOS, hello. Huh? What?
Can you guys play Smoke Two Joints by Sublime, please?
Yes. Who are you? I'm feeling that one.
I am the Brain, and I am on the 10th Freeway going home.
Right on the Brain.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.
That was annoying. When they made it 55.
Yeah.
I hated that.
Yeah.
Did you ever drive 55?
No.
I mean, right?
No. Super annoying. It's our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. It's our old request fest. Who are you and where are you?
I'm Sam, Riverside.
Okay. What can we do for you?
I'd appreciate either some Beastie Boys or some AC/DC.
Wow, I like that combination plate. That's good combo plate. How about two in a row? One Beasties and then one AC/DC.
You're fabulous.
All right, color it done.
Have a good night.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon in our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, all right. I want to hear the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters song...
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
The Fighters Foo.
David Eric Grohl.
And friends.
First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my son. He's going to turn 18 tomorrow.
Wow.
Brandon.
Happy birthday, yeah. Man. So is he allowed to stay at the house still, or does he need to get out now that he's 18?
Oh, yeah. We're sending him down to my daughter's living in down in San Diego.
He's never going to talk to you again.
But at least you wished him a happy birthday. That's nice. And some Fighters Foo for you on KLOS.
KLOS rocks SoCal for more than 35 years.
Actually, 53. Oh, that's backwards. I got it.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Whatever. Man.
Hey, yeah. What can we play for you?
I have a request, and I want to dedicate it to Marcy.
Yay!
It's Hot Child in the City.
Hot Child in the City.
Does not work when you sing it.
Running wild and looking pretty.
Nope.
I am Nick Gilder. Hello.
We love Marcy. Yeah. We love that song. We don't love Sligo's version, though. Sorry.
All right, if we can dig it out of the vault, we'll play it for you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I'd like to make a request.
Yes, it's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Sligo said you want a party song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I don't know if you have this song or not, but it's called Sweet Lorraine by Uriah Heep.
For Francine Sherman Oaks, it is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and it's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
We are great. What can we play for you?
White Punks on Dope by The Tube.
Fee! Fee!
Arlington Theater, 1977 in Santa Barbara. It was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's very cool. Who are you?
Dave.
Dave?
Dave's not here.
Yes, sir.
Throwback.
It's our theme song.
It's true. And you know, under the right conditions, that song suddenly becomes a lot shorter.
Yes, it does.
It's really not that long, you know? It kind of just goes along really fast, and I don't know why.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are great. It's our old request fest. What can we play for you?
First off, Happy New Year. Led Zeppelin, the Wanton Song.
I was mispronouncing the Wanton Song, which, I should be punished for.
We should. Yeah. We should be spanked.
You know what? I did that for the longest time.
All right. Who are you?
My name is Ron.
Here's your delicious Wanton Song.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
We love you.
Thank you.
Make my drive home more enjoyable.
Nice. So.
How long is your drive home?
40 minutes.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, no. Yeah, during the pandemic when everybody was really locked down, it took me like 18 minutes to get home. Now it's back to an hour.
You don't know what to do, yeah.
Yeah.
What can we do for you? Make it a little bit better.
Yeah.
Some crocus. Long stick goes boom.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how's it going? Kevin?
Yes.
Sligo?
Yo.
Hey. Dude, I miss you guys on the other station so much.
Long
time fan him, I swear.
Thank you. Man. We're happy to be here, though.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Yes, exactly. This is way better.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys have Sparks on your playlist.
What do you think of the movie?
Sparks. The movie was
like
great.
The movie, yeah?
Yeah. That's why I got into them, because Sparks Brothers. And so now I'm obsessed, you know?
Sure.
So I'm wondering, you know, if you guys play it or not.
Yeah, we'll do you some Sparks. Absolutely. Hey, and you should know that I think it's this weekend, actually. The New Beverly, which is Quentin Tarantino's theater here in town, is showing that Sparks documentary.
Oh, very worth it.
Yeah, big screen, 35mm. Very cool. All right, Sparks.
You got it. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
KLOS, hello.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We are good. Who's this?
My name's Juan.
It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
You want to know if someone has a pulse? You play Pat Travers, boom, boom, out goes the light.
Pat Travers by request on the All Request Fest, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's Kevin and Sligo in time for What We Learned.
Oh, yeah, what did we learn?
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Yeah! Woo! Man, that was a grueling 3 days back.
Woo!
I'm ready for a weekend.
Woo!
But I think we should take one more request. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, welcome to the new year.
Thanks.
Can we click a Beatles song?
Yeah. What Beatles song would you like to hear?
While My Balls Gently Weep in Your Mouth.
The Gently Weep?
That was well played.
It was wonderful. Thank you for wrapping up this first All Request Fest of 2022. The last Led Zeppelin album to feature John Bonham on This Day in Rock in 1980, In Through the Outdoor. Can you believe it was 2 years ago today we lost Neil Peart?